Do you know one thing that I'm always mentioning is the SPF? Because men are desperate. They're going out to the garden, they might be working outdoors, and they never think of sun protection.
And it's the absolute most important thing for your skin, whether you're a man or a woman. So we kind of get bogged down in cleansers and moisturisers and serums and hyaluronic acids and all the science, and it gets all very difficult. So that kind of frightens people off as well. But if I was to give advice to anybody, the main piece of advice is to wear an SPF. Because skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in Ireland. We've over 11,000 cases of skin cancer every single year in Ireland, and that's only growing. Although days like today, it's cloudy, there's still quite a moderate to high UV level. So people get confused. You know, you go to Spain, it's nice and hot, and UV index is moderate to high. Mm. But in Ireland, it can feel quite cool, but the UV index is still moderate. So you can still burn. Yeah. Exactly. So you don't get the beautiful heat, you get the dampness, you get the drizzly rain, but still the UV is in the air, even when it's cloudy. So you need to protect your skin every single day between the 1st of March and the end of September, no matter what you're doing. So a lot of men say to me, look, I don't go sunbathing, I don't go tanning, but you go out maybe hanging, washing the line, you go golfing, you might go out walking, hiking, whatever it might be, doing a bit
walking
of gardening.
Walking the dog, anything,
walking the dog, anything. Yeah. Walking from your car into your workplace or from your car into your supermarket, for example. And that's when people get caught out. They don't deliberately go out to tan, but they get caught out because they just don't wear SPF, for example.
Now,
the great thing is, and men get spooked. So if something smells beautiful or looks like a cosmetic product, men tend to not want to use it. But the great news is there's lots of products in the market now at the moment that are suitable or made for men. What I'm advising people to do as well is to use something like a sunscreen that has, say, zinc oxide or titanium dioxide in it. So these are mineral sunscreens. So basically, they don't absorb into your skin. They sit on the surface of your skin, never absorb by your skin. They can't cause any harm to your body, but they protect your skin, kind of like a suit of armor, against this thing called UV light. And you see, in dermatology offices around the country, we're seeing the effects of people having too much UV light. And really, it's devastating because these superficial skin cancers are a nuisance. You have to get them surgically removed. You might need plastic surgery. And then the more serious malignant melanomas can be quite serious.
Yeah.
So to give somebody the gift of an SPF is giving them the gift of life. It's giving them the gift of anti-aging as well. So it's a really important thing to do. And remember, know the man in your life. So some men like kind of super fancy, you know, posh, nice looking products. And other fellas just like something bog standard that doesn't smell of anything. And that's wonderful because that's a good product to use. Yeah. So fragrance-free mineral sunscreen.
So even for men who tend to, they don't have your typical Irish, very fair skin, they might have that kind of skin that does tend to tan, the kind of sallow skin, they're still at risk of skin cancer, aren't they?
Absolutely. If you've got skin, you can get skin cancer. So it's absolutely so important to keep an eye on your skin, to observe your skin. And often, particularly men, skin cancer picked up by their wives or their girlfriends or their mammies or aunties because they're keeping an eye on their health. Whereas men tend to kind of, you know, brush things under the carpet and, you know, not want to focus on things that are changing or just don't pay any attention to it.
Yeah.
So often, significant others will pick up things like changing moles or maybe, you know, little, maybe basal carcinoma, something that's a new lesion that's there that wasn't there before that's starting to bleed or change. So if there's anything different on your partner's skin, something that wasn't there before, so we call it the ugly duckling sign, actually. So, you know, skin isn't perfect. You've got little red bumps, little brown bumps and kind of, you know, little warty growths and stuff like that. And that's totally normal. But if you see something that wasn't there before, make sure you get your partner to go down to their GP, make that appointment and get their skin checked.